Along with James Gilliland, who's had over 40 years of contacts. He has ranches, spiritual retreats in Mount Adams, and is also setting one up in Hawaii, so it'd be good to know where that is. He is able to talk with some authority about the shifts that are hitting our planet right now that are causing a lot of lightworkers problems. He can also talk about the different galactic organizations, the different Pleiadian factions and so forth, how they interact. So great to have you back on the show, James.
Yeah, great to be back with you.
Yeah, so this these energies that are around at the moment, I mean, I just got released from hospital just over a week ago, and I was in there for 2 weeks for pneumonia, staph infection, and it just kind of hit me out of nowhere. It was really pretty bad. And I've noticed a lot of light workers are having the same problem, ending up in hospital, getting laid up with all this stuff. So, yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, boy, that's the big story. I want to premise by I'm not a doctor and I'm not practicing medicine, and I'm not giving any medical advice to people. I can tell you what I do for myself, but there's so many challenges right now. They've really upped the game on the chemtrails and, you know, this toxic fog and all this other crap that's going on. And there's a myriad of things in there. There's chemicals, there's parasites, there's everything in this fog. And we even had a base commander, Air Force Gate base commander in our area, bragging how he was spraying our ranch. You know, he goes, yeah, we're totally spraying the ET ranch, you know, and these guys need to be held accountable. And I'm pretty sure that is going to happen with RFK. He's going to come in and just totally put an end to all this, which is really good. But even Barron Trump is putting out to emails about that, or texts on X and stuff, saying, you know, it's time to put an end, you know, to the chemtrails and the other stuff. And you've got that going on. And then, so you have a combination of things, and then you've got this massive shift we're going through, an energy shift where the body has to adjust to the new energies. And that's kind of rough right now. I mean, I get challenged all the time. There's times I go to bed and I go, I may not be here tomorrow, you know, and I wake up and I'm just totally healed and rejuvenated. I don't know. You know, I think it's on high, you know, happening, but, they keep putting me back together, and they've been doing that for years. But there's so many aspects to this. What I find out is that, you know, between all the toxins in the air, the water, and the food, you know, we're going through a major detox to raise our frequencies so we can match the new frequencies coming in. And so there is a multidimensional war going on. It used to be kind of a cold war, but now it's gone kinetic. And there are unseen negative influences that are really hitting light workers right now, trying to shut them down and, you know, not expose them. And it's when people don't really understand the big picture about what's going on, because it's a multidimensional experience. Because on the highest levels, you have unseen negative influences in the lower 4D at play. And you've got everything from fallen Anunnaki to reptilians to grays to that whole Orion Alliance mess going on. All that stuff is happening. And then their counterparts, their puppets on the earth are like, you know, the New World Order boys. And some of these are names that go back to, you know, Phoenicia. You know, they're very old names. And we don't know about them. We just see their We see the lower level ones. I don't want to start mentioning their names because you'll probably get taken off the air. But that we all know about, the Illuminati, New World Order boys, and that's their counterpart. And they're doing some pretty heinous rituals and things like that. Pretty ugly things with children and things. We all know, we've heard about that. But so that's kind of it's a multidimensional negative side of things. But on the positive side, you've got a huge influx of higher consciousness and energy coming from the source itself, whatever name you want to give it, God, Creator, Great Spirit. It's actually nameless and imageless. It's beyond, the bearded gods of the past were the ancient Lyrians we called Anunnaki, but it goes beyond that. It's the Creator within all creation, or the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness, the unified field. Everybody has a different name for it, but that's involved, and we're going through cycles that are escalating right now exponentially, and so you've got the ascended masters and saints and sages in that group, and you've got the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, the Pleiadians, the Lyrians, the Orion Council of Light, the Arcturians. I mean, there's so many. We're running into people I've never heard of, and collectives like the Lakah and things. They're like 11th, 13th dimensional beings that are coming in right now to assist in this process. And so that's pushing in on the Earth intensely right now. And we just had that eclipse, which was like somebody flipped the switch off and then flipped it back on. And it seemed like it went from 120 to 220 volts, when it came back on. And
Yeah, can you
so,
tell us about that? Because I was trying to work out what that lunar eclipse was all about, why so many light workers were talking about it, why it was such a big shift. And some people were saying it marks a period of like several weeks or months where we're going to go through this really kind of tense period again of these negative energies coming in, but we're in a transition now.
yeah, it's just the beginning. It's like the switch that turned it on, and then somebody's got the dial and they're exponentially turning it up. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's really hammering the people of a heavy frequency or lower frequency. They aren't doing real well with this energy at all. But it's also it doesn't it amplifies and accelerates everything. So we're nobody's immune to it. So a lot of our karma's coming up. The action reaction principle is being accelerated and amplified, and a lot of light workers are really having to stand in their power right now. They have to stand up and say enough and start setting some really firm boundaries and saying we aren't going to play this game anymore. And that's happening on a regular basis, and you can see that in ufology. Ufology was also, there's some very dark, like satanic Luciferian money, the international banksters, whatever you want to call them, came in and kind of usurped the whole field of ufology. And then it's always been a controlled narrative. And now this disclosure 2.0 thing that we're doing again is it's an 80-year fail. It just keeps failing because you get a couple whistleblowers, a few people in there that start out with good intentions, and then all the other planned opposition and controlled narrative people surround them, and then deals are starting being made and things like that, and then all of a sudden they're saying, "Well, you got to stay within our narrative, or we aren't going to get your message out," and then we're right back to where we started again. So the people that are really authentic, that really know what's going on, the people that are working with the high level contacts, the very spiritually and technologically advanced beings are the ones cut. They're cut out, the control narrative cuts them out. And
Yeah, I've noticed that. I see that that the really popular ufologists, they just emphasize these whistleblowers with military backgrounds who talk about their direct experiences seeing crashed UFOs and or maybe
yeah.
ET body here and there. But the people like yourself who've had direct contact with extraterrestrials totally ignored. And it's like, why in the world would you do that? Because these are the you guys are the ambassadors. You are the ones that have the direct, hands-on, mind-to-mind experiences and contact with the different ETs, and so you are the ones that would have all the insights to share with the world. But yeah, you're just systematically cut out.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. I've done these full-on documentaries with people, and they never got aired. And I go, what happened? And they had a visit, and somebody who said, you aren't going to put this on, and here's some money for your time in trouble, and it just disappears. I mean, I've had people picked up in vans, and given a ride, and they told them exactly what was going to go down, and that was the end of it. And this has been going on since the 90s, basically. But to me, this is so ridiculous because in the interest of national security, we really need to align with the benevolent ones right now because there is a kinetic war happening with the malevolent ones. And luckily, the benevolent ones are helping us out quite a bit. They've got about 90% of this negative aspect cleared out. And there's still some more left, but they're waiting for them to come out from under the rock, but they're very secure, and rather than go to all the trouble to get them out, they got to come out sometime, but they're being monitored. But the we really need to align with these benevolent ones, because when we do, we're going to take a quantum leap in evolution. We're going to have free energy. We're going to have quantum healing technology. We're going to have free energy, counter gravity, anti-gravity. All this stuff is going to be coming out, and so it's there now. It's already on the planet. It's just, this other group has to fall, and they are falling rapidly. And once they're out, all this stuff is going to come out. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're targeting Elon Musk so hard right now, because he's got these Tesla healing technologies, and now they're saying he has anti-gravity and counter-gravity and things like that, and he put out these little modular homes, like tiny homes, and they're not that tiny, they're pretty nice, but they have everything. I mean, they're totally self-sufficient and super high tech in environmental ways, so I mean, he has all these solutions now. I mean, he just brought all the astronauts back, from being stuck up in space. But I think that's why he's being targeted right now, because, excuse me, I got a little fly attacking me here. There's a those little no-see-ums here in Hawaii, they're just like everywhere, and all of a sudden they're just in your face. But the But anyway, going back to that, I think all this stuff is getting ready to be released, and I've heard a lot about the med beds too, and I'm kind of like neutral on that, because I know that technology exists. Whether or not it's going to be released or not is another story. I've heard all kinds of claims, and I hear people taking reservations and pay forward, pay in advance, and things, but they don't have the technology, so it's a really kind of a sketchy thing happening right now. So there's other technologies that they're making a lot of claims about, but the people putting it out are a little sketchy, so you got to be really careful with this kind of, these promises.
I've heard from others that about 90% of the underground bases that were controlled by the deep state have been liberated, and that the positive ET groups are working with the Earth Alliance and special forces. So you agree with that? I mean, that's your information as well, that about 90% has been cleared, and just another 10%, and that who knows how long that'll take.
Yeah, they gave him quite a few toys, to take care of that, like some pretty extreme weapons and sensor equipment and things like that, 'cause it, we were totally outgunned by these other forces, and so their technology, especially their war technology, was way ahead of ours. So we definitely need help, and that's why I say, in the interest of national security, we need to align with the benevolent ones, because there is a threat out there of the malevolent ones. And that's why. And what's really weird is okay, this is my understanding, is that the reason there's so much resistance to bringing out the positive message, the higher frequency message, the the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced beings is because a lot of people have sold their soul to the malevolent ones for technology and fame and riches and things like that, whatever you want to call it. And they control the airwaves and the media, and they control Hollywood and all this other stuff. And so that's why you're not seeing this really benevolent message getting out there, because that whole guard, the old guard, is collapsing in on itself. It's on a downward spiral. And when that ends, and that's what we're going through, the golden age, a shift of the ages. Everybody has a different name for it. We're shifting out of that old program into a more benevolent, more earth friendly, more human friendly form of leadership.
So I wanted to get your take on the different benevolent ET groups that are helping us. I mean, some have talked about a kind of more militant or like a Galactic Federation of Worlds, which is organized the military hierarchy that kind of comes in and cleans up negative forces that are affecting a planet. And others talk about a more spiritual kind of grouping or association, you know, whether they call it the Galactic Confederation of Worlds or the Galactic Confederation of Light or of Planets. And they seem to be more like, you know, develop the heart center, you know, develop multidimensional awareness, unity consciousness. So this is the way a planet evolves. So yeah, what's your take on all of that?
Yeah, it's one of those all the above questions, you know. It's all going on. So a lot of people ask me, they said, well, these are German technology, you know, old German technology. We're seeing the ships. And there's German technology. There's stuff coming out of the Antarctic and things like that, the inner earth things, all that stuff. Admiral Byrd told us about that, you know, a long time ago. And then they say, well, it's our own government back engineered stuff. And then you've got, you know, it, you know, we do. We've been back engineering these things. The Germans have been doing it since the 30s, even before that. And we have had that technology since then. So, and then I've heard people say, you know, alien technology doesn't exist. And I said, well, what's an ARV? And they go, what do you mean? I said, an ARV is an alien reproduction vehicle. You know, where do you think they got the technology? And so, by their own terms, they don't realize, they haven't done the research. They're telling us in their own terms, you know, this is an ARV. It's an alien reproduction vehicle, back engineered. So you have that going on, and then you have some beings that are just kind of neutral. They're watching. They're the watchers or whatever, and they're kind of neutral, and they help out a little bit now and then. And then you've got that above that, you've got these just phenomenal, totally loving, joyous, blissful beings. It's like having a whole civilization of Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness people together, and as a whole civilization. And they're just beautiful beings. And you know, a lot of those, like the Palladians, have several dimensions that they're working through. So they're working here in the third, helping us, but they're in the fourth, fifth, sixth, all the way to the seventh. We've had seventh dimensional Palladians, which are master teachers, coming in. And so you've got the same thing with the Orion Council of Light. You've got the Orion Alliance, which are a lot of reptilians and negative grays and things like that. But you also have the Orion Council of Light, which went to war with these guys and were victorious. And they're planetary liberators, and they're coming to help us now to liberate, you know, do some of the heavy liftings. And most of them are actually six dimensional beings, but they can work down to the third dimension. And some of the ones I really love are the feline beings, and they're mainly in the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional beings, all the way up to seventh dimensional lion beings that are really, they're like 17 feet tall. And it's good to make friends with those guys, you know, because you know, they just throw reptilians down and rub their bellies, basically. But there's nothing you can do with them when they come in. But I mean, there's a whole myriad of beings out there, and I try to explain this to people. They go, well, this isn't Christian based. And I said, well, you know, unfortunately, Christianity in the beginning had two gods. You know, the Old Testament God was a jealous, wrathful God, the genocidal God, And the new God was the all-loving, all-forgiving God, the one that Jesus aligned with. And these were ancient gods, little g gods, which a lot of our religions are based upon. And we don't really know the real story. And so it may not be aligned with somebody's biblical interpretation, but they don't have all the facts. They don't have all the real history of Earth. And see, the history is a succession of colonies going back 600 million years. So there was a group called the Ahaeans that were here 600 million years ago. They're finding 300 million year old glass lined caves in Brazil that were high tech, caves. They've got literally, football fields full of technology from crashed UFOs and more than that. If you stacked it all together, it'd probably go up 4 or 5 stories, sequestered away. But I mean, everything from, we have to realize our ancient ancestors were extremely evolved. And some were very evolved technologically, but spiritually backwards. And some were very evolved spiritually and had technology as well. So we've had all these interactions until we really know our real history, the real history of Earth, which was a series of colonies, and they had their conflicts, they had their turf wars. Until we understand the real history of Earth, we're not really going to understand our true nature, our origins, or the origin of God, creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it, because it's beyond all this, it's far beyond what we think.
Well, when you look at the exopolitical landscape, and you have the positive ETs, the more militant ones that are kind of doing the direct action stuff against the dark forces, and then you have the more spiritually evolved fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth dimension ETs that are raising consciousness. I imagine a lot of people would like to make contact with these higher groups, with the Sirians, with the Arcturians, and other kind of similarly highly evolved ETs. So how do you do that?
Basically, I don't recommend this, but I drowned myself. I had two near-death experiences. One was at 5, where I was in the hospital dying of bronchial pneumonia, and I actually had Mary appear to me and pull me out of it. And so she made it very clear she's a universal being. She's here for all the children, and actually she's very instrumental in cleaning up all these things happening to the children right now on the planet. Her and other higher dimensional beings are backing the end of all the child trafficking and the other stuff. But that I had that experience. So ever since I was 5 years old, I've been having these experiences. And then at around 25, I had a drowning where I went through the tunnel that everybody talks about, and I went through all these dimensions, and I ended up in this golden light, pure consciousness and energy. And it's bizarre because you're unique, yet you're one. So you're a light being now. You no longer have a physical body, you're a light being, but there's a greater light, a greater consciousness and energy surrounding you, and you're just blissed out beyond anything you can imagine. And I had a conversation with this greater consciousness and energy. And so, it's beyond judgment. It can't judge. It's kind of like the sun. It just keeps shining. It's not what we've been told. But after that experience, I used that experience, my own personal experience with connecting with creator or God or great spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And I used that, and I went and studied all the different religions and studied with all the different cultures, and hung out with a lot of elders from a lot of different countries. And I really learned that we all have different names for different archetypes and different experiences. And one would be like Jesus is like love and compassion, and wisdom and things like that. Well, there's other beings that are like Ganesh is like the obstacle remover, like getting rid of obstacles and going forward. And then we have all of our saints, and we even have a saint for TV, in the Catholic tradition, a patron saint over television. So, it's like, you have Michael as a protector, and you have, in the ancient times, over in the most ancient times, they would ask the felines for protection, like Nrsingha or Nerissa, and these beings. And it's all recorded about these humanoid feline beings, and actually 17-foot-tall lion beings coming in and protecting villages and things like that. And so that's all still happening right now. It's just escalating, whereas before it was superstition, and now it's becoming a reality because so many people are experiencing these beings and getting help from them right now. So we have this huge, like I'm saying, it's a multidimensional cleanup going on, and it's coming on high and pressing into the earth, and the earth itself is expanding and it's raising its frequencies, and we're kind of caught in the middle, and we have to raise our frequencies if we're going to continue. And I think eventually there's going to be a bifurcation process where there's going to be actually two earths or two totally different timelines. And one group is going to take the downward spiral and finish out their stuff, and the other group is going to ascend and live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature, and use, beneficial technology and things like that.
So if you do want to go down that path of going that higher spiritual earth and raise your frequencies and so forth, what's the way to do that? Do you kind of like seek out these higher dimensional beings that you resonate with in particular? So for some people, they might resonate with the feline beings from Sirius. Others might resonate more with the kind of Arcturians. So, would people who are familiar with some of the different ET groups, would you say, okay, if you resonate with one of these groups in particular, then just explore that?
Yeah. Well, basically it goes back to the basics, and not to be a Bible thumper, but Jesus kind of laid that down where he said, make your own personal God connection. If you worship me, you diminish your own connection. And he was always empowering people to make their own connection and saying the temple is within, ye're all gods, children of the Most High. And all of his messages, one of his prayers was, let them become one, or we are one, as we are one. So ultimately, we have to make our own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And that takes a lot of personal responsibility. But to make that connection, we've got to clean up all the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And that's a lot of a lot of prayer and meditation work and process-oriented therapy and things like that to clear this out, because we don't see our own crap, basically. We don't, it's been with us for so long. And some of that's past life as well, trauma that has to be cleared. And we do that. That's one of the things we offer. But there's many people on the planet. There's breath work, there's all kinds of techniques for bringing this stuff up and clearing it out. But that's really the beginning. You really want to clear out your old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions. When you do that, your frequency starts rising. And on the path to enlightenment, you're going to meet all these other beings. But, a little disclaimer, not everybody you meet is going to be benevolent. So there are malevolent beings out there, faker spirits. There's a lot of beings that you want to avoid. And so you have to have a good foundation in universal law, or the basics, like their fruits, you'll know them. Like, beware of flattery. They'll come in and they say, oh, you're the chosen one, you're gonna, and that's divides you from the whole. That's a division tactic that they use. You have to be careful with if you've been traumatized, they'll say, oh, we're gonna give you power, we're gonna give you all this power too, and nobody will be able to hurt you again, and then so you sell your soul for the power or the wealth or the fame, whatever. And so you got to be really careful with all that. Anything that takes you away from your own personal connection with Creator is kind of a distraction. And I'm not saying don't do it, because there's exploring and expanding in awareness is going to take in all these other planes and dimensions. But you need You need some tools if you're going to go in there. You need to know how to heal unseen negative influences, how to keep your fields clear. And we have, they used to call them watch angels. We have masters and teachers and guides that can watch over us in this process. And the more we pray and meditate and work with them, the safer the journey is. So the trick is what is disempowering you and what is empowering you to make your own personal connection.
So we have to be discerning. We need to be sure that we're not giving our power away to some deceptive ET that's trying to manipulate us. And the clearing away of our own stuff, we have to do that. And that seems to be where we're at right now as a planet, because I'm getting that right now this is where everyone has to deal with some really old stuff. Like I'm having to deal with some really old stuff that goes back to my childhood that I thought I cleared long ago, but it's in there and it's just bubbled up. I got really sick. I got all these things going on, and it seems that this is the same thing a lot of people are going through. All this old stuff coming up, and I guess you've got to clear it. But once you do clear it, then I guess it's going to be a lot easier. But right now, it's a damn struggle.
It is, but just as the same energy that's bringing all this up is the healing. And so the energy that's bringing all this stuff up is we can work with that and practice. There's times I just lay down, I go, I let go, I let God, I surrender. I can, there's this is out of my whatever you call it, out of my hands, basically. And then all of a sudden something happens, and it just shifts and it goes away. But there are some real serious challenges going right now, and a lot of people too don't realize, people that are really empathic or telepathic even, or things like that is really increasing. And a lot of the emotions that we're experiencing aren't even ours. They're coming from people around us and our surroundings. And so you have to learn to set boundaries there and just say, wait a second, this isn't mine. I was totally okay till this person walked in the door or walked in the room, and all of a sudden I'm angry, I'm upset, and and so we have to really watch our energies and how our energies affect others and things like that. So we're getting a crash course in enlightenment, basically. A good example is the ranch, East City Ranch. It's a very high frequency place. It's a kind of a vortex or a portal, and people will come to the ranch and they walk on the property and they go, I love this place. I feel the energy. I'm home, and I feel the joy and the bliss, and they're all excited and everything. I said, well, wait about 3 days, and they go, what do you mean? I said, well, just we'll have this conversation about 3 days from now and see how you feel. And they go, what do you mean? I said, well, we'll just talk later. And within about 3 days, everything is up. It brings up everything. So the higher consciousness and energy brings up the wounds and the traumas and the wrong conclusions. And most people go into projection mode and blame others and blame situations and things like that. And the only way you can get through this is take personal responsibility for what you're feeling and not project it on others and the circumstances around you, and that puts you back in the driver's seat. And you can say, you don't say, you make me feel, just say, well, I'm feeling this way, and how can we work through this, versus blaming, and projecting. And it's really tricky, because right now we're being forced to set boundaries. Like, what I love this saying, I've reached new levels of self-respect, and now I have to start setting boundaries with the disrespect, or the people trying to push you back into the old program. And I'm not immune to that. I'm having to really set some boundaries in my life and just say, no, that may have been acceptable in the past, but we're going to do something different now. I'm not gonna. And lately I have the luxury of, I've been out picking coffee, so it's just me and a couple of close friends and the coffee beans, so getting through this stuff. And it's kind of a meditation for me doing that. And so I really put my energy in building and creating and and turn the land into a food bank and things like that. And so I'm not in that psychic turbulence of social consciousness. And I think we all need to just get out in nature, get as close to the earth as possible, eat foods that are very close to the earth, unprocessed foods, take your shoes off, get grounded, find a good source of fresh, pure water, and do whatever detoxing you can, because we've just been loaded with these toxins, with the chemtrails and all the in our food and water and everything else. And that's really going to help get us through these times.
One of the things that has come up with this new batch of military whistleblowers is that they've been describing the process where they use psionics to summon and take over ET craft. Now, I hadn't heard of that before, but it seems that this is one of the ways that they do it, that they actually have sufficiently developed psychics that can literally take over an ET craft and make it land, and then they capture it and all of that. So, yeah, have you heard of that before?
Well, they aren't dealing with very evolved ETs, if that's the case. But if you try to use psionics on a fifth dimensional being, they're just gonna say nice try. I it's probably possible. I know that's part of Greer's program, where they would go in and take over the mind of the pilot and have him come down and land. And I go, well, if you're having contact with beings like that, you're not very high level. They aren't very high level contacts. And so, especially if we can do that, I mean, we're powerful beings, but in order to get that power, we have to be benevolent. We have to be using it in a proper way, or we're not going to have those capabilities. We have psychic abilities and things like that, and remote viewing and all these things. But when you start getting into remote influencing, then you're trespassing. You're in another realm. And you're gonna invite other trespassing entities into your field. And so you never want to use things to control or manipulate or that nature, because you're gonna draw to you controlling, manipulating entities. And a lot of people think they have all these abilities and powers, and they're not really their powers. It's whatever's working through them is giving them the power. And they're creating a dependency, and they're creating karma by trespassing on others. So we have to stay within universal law when we're playing around with these energies, because if you use them in a negative fashion or a manipulating fashion, you're going to have consequences, and they will eventually own you, those type of entities.
I wanted to ask you about some of the kind of Nordic looking beings that people have described as synthetics. There's a bunch of people out there, channelers and so forth, that talk about synthetic Nordics that have been manufactured in the labs that are controlled by the deep state or by the Draconians and so forth. So what do you know about these synthetic Nordics? Are there a lot of them? Is that just hyperbole?
I haven't met one. I think they probably know better to try to pass themselves off. And I have a lot of protection by the benevolent Nordics. They're always watching after me. But there's one named Siaya. Siaya right now, she's a kind of a commander that she's been coming in real strong lately. And it's really tricky, because there's so much misinformation out there and disinformation and things like that, and people trying to like just trying to put a dark light on the Pleiadians, or a dark light on the Orion Council of Light, saying they're all evil and things like that. And they don't really know that there's always two factions. There's always the positive and the negative, but most of the Pleiadians are very positive. And I was talking about this Siavon, he's part of the heavy lifting squad, and they're Jedis, basically. They've been training for like multidimensional warfare all their lives, and they have their own planet and things. Well, they bring them in because the Pleiadians, most of the Pleiadians don't want to deal with the aggression or the againstness, or it's not part of the reality. They're beyond that. So they have to bring these other factions in. So there's a lot going on. I know there's been synthetic beings contacting us since the 90s that I was aware of. Actually, I was working with Marcel Vogel, and we were bringing in information for him to cut these crystals to create some of his devices. And there were actually these synthetic beings that were giving him the information. And he had devices. I know why they kind of got rid of him and took over his lab and took everything, because he had devices that could send things through the ether. He could send either healing technologies or even a poison like belladonna or something through the ethers to somebody with just a photograph. And it's called radionics, but he took it even further. But he had all these healing technologies he created, but as in all technology, you can weaponize it. And I think what they got his technology, and they're probably, I'm sure they weaponized it, you know. But yeah, some crazy things. I mean, they can have your energy signature and send you all kinds of nasty grams and things if they want. And so we have to be aware of that as well.
So I want to come back to this kind of, the shifting energies of this time. I mean, I started this year 2025 very positive, thinking, oh, well, we're
Yeah.
going to have disclosure. It's going to be just, big party with disclosure, lots of things being revealed. But instead, it's just like a lot of shit is being thrown at me, thrown at everyone, and we're
Oh,
dealing with all
yeah.
this stuff. And it's like, oh my God, I didn't expect this. I mean, how long is this going to go for? Is this what 2025 is going to be all about? Dealing with our old stuff and all this stuff that's just come out of nowhere, or the chemtrails. How long is it going to
Yeah.
go for?
Okay, here's the thing. You have to realize chaos is the healing. It's part of the healing. We have to recognize that. And our own trials and tribulations are part of the clearing right now. And the whole world is going through it. And so all these things that were just sitting there that we didn't even know were there, or things being done that we didn't know were being done, and everything are all surfacing, and everybody's finding out about them. That's part of the healing. That's part of the process that we're going through. And because it's escalated so much right now, it's because the energy is escalated coming in, and the higher consciousness and energy and all the beings working with it are pressing in. And that's what's creating all the unveiling. Everything's being uncovered, like Jesus said, all the no rock should be left unturned. All the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. We're in that phase right now where everything is surfacing. And actually karma or action reaction is being accelerated or amplified. And I tell people too, all this stuff happening, anything you've taken from another, you can't keep. All ill-gotten gain is going to be given back to the rightful owners. And that's just a universal law. And we're seeing that happening right now. We're seeing all these people, these corrupt politicians, all these actors, all these people that have gained all this money and fame and everything, and just, some of them billions of dollars from taxpayers' money and things like from the people. All that is being revealed right now, and they're being exposed for who they are and what they've done. And so all of that chaos you're seeing right now is the healing working. It's the other higher consciousness and energy at work. And a lot of people get upset at me. I tell people I'm not political. I actually try to look at things from a higher level. And for a while there, I used to say, the right wing and the left wing is the same bird. It's just it's a distraction, and there's something bigger going on. But now it's like, it's like the left wing has gone flying on the downward spiral. It's flying off into space, and the right wing is aligning with the higher consciousness and energy, and doing what's fair and just and right, and really implementing universal law on that level. And so that's what we're going through right now. And so we're going through this huge shift, which is going to eventually culminate in a splitting of worlds or different timelines. And the positive is going to take the upward spiral, and the negative is going to take the downward spiral, and it's going to eventually collapse, you know. And so it's tricky. I know it's rough. I mean, it's rough on me dealing with all this stuff too, and I can't imagine how hard it is on others. A lot of people don't even have the tools or the understanding to realize what's going on. But you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, we're all being challenged on every level. And so it's almost like we were thrown in here without the manual. Like nobody gave us the manual on how to run this vehicle, this avatar, or whatever, and what was going to happen to it, and how to deal with it when it does happen, and things like that. So what we do at Eddie Seti, we kind of provide the manual. You know, we provide the tools and the understanding and the techniques to clear yourself and you know, body, mind, and spirit. And that's been our focus for over 40 years now. You know, we've been doing that. I mean, I've been doing it since I was five, basically, but so it's been out a long time. I'm kind of dating myself, but you know, all the old guard, I unfortunately a lot of the old guard are dead, you know, but I was hanging out with the old guard and back in Hart Bell days and before that even, you know. So yeah, I know almost all the old guard, and some of them I still talk to, even though they're not here anymore physically. You know, they you know, there's like Jim Mars and those guys, they're still working. They're just working on another level.
So you think that we are heading for a split, that the what witnessing right now is just the beginning of a divide, that at some point we're going to have two separate Earths, the higher evolved, high dimensional Earth, and then the lower dimensional, or the 3D Earth, however that's going to play out. So do you think as that split happens, we're going to have like some macro events, whether it's a micronova or Earth changes? Well, what do you think lies ahead as we enter into this period of the great divide or split?
Well, we are moving very quickly towards critical mass, you know, and actually people are choosing, you know, which way they're going to go on the upward spiral or the downward spiral. And we're moving into this, and there is going to be a major event when everything hits that critical mass point, be it big solar flash or a whole timeline shift or everything. Everybody's going to all of a sudden go, whoa, where am I? You know, everything's different. And where'd the other people go? You know, there's going to be something of that nature happening. I don't know the exact dynamics or have the right, you know, because one people will go, well, it's just timelines splitting. Another person will say, no, a whole like, in the 70s, Babaji came to me and he told me there'd be a bifurcation of worlds, and there'd be actually two Earths, you know, going on. And so later I found out there's actually already eight Earths right now here, and we're just not aware of them. They're out of our frequency, but there's actually eight. And so, you know, maybe we could go to an eighth dimensional Earth. I don't know. You know, that might be a possibility, or there's all kinds of different possibilities there. But it does, from my understanding, there is going to be a split, whether you call it a bifurcation or a timeline split. And some people are making choices right now that are taking them on the downward spiral, and they're worshiping money and sex and technology and things like that. Not that money and sex aren't bad, it's just you shouldn't be worshiping them. But, they're out of balance, and their whole thing is fame, fortune, money, taking from others. It's not sharing, and so, you know, same thing. Everything should be shared. You know, like I've had a lot of money come to me recently, and it just went out the door. It went out to help others and help other retreat centers get going and things like that. And so it's to be shared, you know. If you're in a relationship, it should be a sharing thing, not one taking from the other. You know, if you're, there's so many different levels to this, and energy, we need to be not taking energy or resources from others. We need to be sharing. And there's enough for all. We don't have to hoard. We've always had enough for all. And I think that's what, you know, going back to Tesla, I was reading this stuff with these tiny homes and what he created there, and how they're very energy, efficient and green, and there's no reason why everybody couldn't have a house. I mean, he was saying they're like $7,000 he can create these things for, $7,000 or $8,000, and they're running on their own solar power, and they're totally super efficient, and they have everything. I mean, you're living in a little smaller quarters, but you have all the amenities there. And it's technology like that we need to get out, because I think everybody can have the basics. There's no reason why, in this abundant universe we live in, why everybody can't have at least the basics. And but I don't like the idea that everybody taking from others who worked really hard, to build their kingdoms or whatever. That's a dependency, and that's different. But you've got to find some way to serve, some way to be a blessing to life, some way to help others in the planet, and get on with it right now, because we can't just start demanding everything and not giving anything. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing a lot of the people that have a sense of entitlement and have all these crazy demands and everything, and they're trying to take from everybody else that have been successful. And that's all, both. You don't want to hoard, but you don't want to take either. So it's like, it's kind of all that's kind of a there's a big kind of an evening going on of where things are going to balance out. And a lot of people, that upsets a lot of people, because they've gathered all this wealth and money and everything for security. But there is no security if the gain is ill-gotten. Especially with the universal law coming in. So that's not security to me. Real security is having a bunch of friends and family that love you, helping others, and feeling really good about your life and the blessing to life that you've given, and your own personal connection with Creator. Because when you're serving others and you're serving the planet, you're serving Creator. People don't realize that. Like, everything came from Creator. There's nothing that didn't come from Creator. So, but when you get into this sense of entitlement and fear mode and things like that, you're serving something else.
So as we head towards this split, I mean, we're probably going to gravitate more and more to like-minded people, to areas that we find the similar kind of values and people thinking the way we do. And so, I mean, is it all about, being in communities where there's a lot more love, there's a lot more giving, there's a lot more sharing, people are considerate? Is that, I mean, is that how we kind of like guide ourselves to find the place we need to be as we head towards this shift?
I think it's really important, if you are joining a community, not doing it from a sense of dependency. Like, if you go in there and you go, "Well, I'm gonna have the father I always wish I had, or the mother that loved me. I'm gonna get it from these other people, or I'm gonna be taken care of. I had nothing, and now I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna be taken care of. And I've got to." And so, we really need, it's like a relationship. You want to be the lover you want to attract to you. You want to rise, and your frequency is going to bring someone of like mind. You might have a couple challenges along the way to let go of old patterns, but the with communities, having started a few basically, and watch what happened. When you have several egos involved, even spiritual ego, and they all have a different desire or plan, and when that plan isn't being carried out to their expectations, then you have turmoil and you have this crash. And we've kind of proven over and over that as a species, we have a hard time working together and staying on the same page. But the and I've seen that personally. I've gone through that over and over again. And even with the SETI, I said, "You know what? I'm done trying to create a kind of a council or something." I tried that over and over again, and I said, "I have a vision. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. And if people want to join me, you're welcome." And that's how it got done. that's how it finally happened. But and I know one thing, if you don't have a good spiritual foundation, like Yogananda and that group, they have a really strong foundation, and they're always working at keeping it clean and keeping the basics. But you got to have some kind of a service to others and a spiritual foundation if it's going to continue. And you have to be selective. You have to have a good core group together. And I have a great core group at Isetti that we're all on the same page. And because we have to kind of check people when they come there, because a lot of people, you wouldn't believe how many coups I've gone through that where people tried to take over the ranch, and say, I'm the enlightened one and I should be in charge. And and I go, I taught you everything you know right now. How is it? And they try to do a coup and I go, well, you forgot one thing. And they go, what's that? And I said, whose name's on the deed, but anyway, they start perfecting their exit strategy by one thing after another after another. And so finally we'd say, okay, you've learned all you can here. Maybe it's time to move on, somewhere else. But that's been an ongoing thing that's happening with a lot of communities. But you have to have either a solid core, a good spiritual foundation to keep it together, because you're going to be challenged. And I'm being challenged by every agency on the planet right now. It's unbelievable the challenges coming. They are very threatened by what we're doing. And so,
So
just
what
like, I'll go ahead.
are you doing in Hawaii that's leading to a challenge? Because you told me about a black helicopter just
Yeah.
before the show began.
Yeah,
So
right before the
what's
show,
going
right?
on?
Right before the show, a big old black helicopter flew right over the house. It's kind of a warning. It's like, we're watching you. It's kind of hard to explain that we just vaporized a farm, and so they aren't going to do that. But that's been going on all my life. But when I went on the Art Bell show a long time ago, right before I went on the Art Bell show, and I had all of these top. I had triple PhD Boeing engineers, Lockheed Skunk Works people. I had an Air Force base commander go on the show, and they all testified to the activity, the UFO activity there. But before that show, these two Warthogs came in, these jets, and they're really heavy duty. They had the big bombs and everything on. They came in really low over the ranch, and they turned sideways so I could see they had the gear on them, and they t made a nice turn and went off, in the other direction. It's like a kind of a warning. We've had black helicopters like 2 feet off the ground. They're kind of doing intimidation runs and things like that. But we have kids there, and they're like, I go, wave at the nice men in the helicopter. And so it's hard to explain. I mean, they have other games they play, but it'd be hard to explain that we just vaporized a ranch, so they aren't going to go that far. I've never worried about that. And every time I've seen ships behind them monitoring them, that if I mean we have footage of three black helicopters coming in and three ships right above them, right on top of them, and kind of escorting them out of the area. So there's a lot of assistance going on, a lot of help, getting this message out. And
Right.
it's been quite an exciting life, I have to
Yeah.
say.
Now there's been a lot of stories about these drone incursions, especially over military bases on the East Coast, Langley Air Force Base, and they were talking about these drones coming in from the sea, and they didn't know what they were, and
Yeah.
so what do you know about that? What have you been told?
That's another all the above question, because there is a lot of UFO activity going on too as well. And sometimes I think these drones are putting them up there to mask that, to say, oh, it's just a drone, so they can say it's not a UFO, it's a drone, because some of them are definitely UFOs, and you've actually seen the drones go after a UFO and they just drop, they drop to the ground. So a lot of those drones are ours, and experimental things going on, and they could be Chinese, because China was buying up all those farmland around the bases, and they have their drones as well. They buy commercial grade farm drones, agricultural drones, and they can do a lot with those. And so I think it's kind of like a little bit of all the above going on. I think a lot of it's our technology that they're playing around with. A lot of it's private business, playing around, like could be even Amazon, figuring out their drops, how they're going to do that. And it could be a major cover up all the real UFO activity. It's like all these things have all these different aspects to it, but somebody say, oh, it's this, and then they go fight everybody else that has a different story. But it could always be like ufology is all the above. It's all going on. You've got time travel, you've got back engineered German, you've got our back engineering stuff going on, you've got multidimensional activity happening, extremely advanced civilizations coming here to help us through this shift. It's all happening right now, which is interesting. And so people, you can't pigeonhole this. I think I'm trying to remember. I always get her name wrong because there's that Luna Joy, and then there's a Luna. No, Luna, Patricia, and Luna. Who is the one that's doing the
Anna Luna, Representative Anna Luna, is that the one?
Anna Luna? Yeah. So anyway, I sent her a book that covers all the beings, all the way up to the 13th dimension, the different groups, their intentions, everything. And I sent her a DVD with the it's one of the ambassador training classes where I cover all of that, the different groups and how to contact, how to make your own connection, and how to heal unseen negative influences, all that stuff. So I sent that off to the key players, and so she's going to be really informed. I really like her, and I know her heart's in the right place, and she's very courageous. And she's a beautiful woman inside and out. I think she's going to see through a lot. As long as she comes from the heart, she won't be tricked. But the whole controlled narrative people are surrounding her right now, just like the whistleblowers. They're getting surrounded by the same group, same controlled narrative group, and they're going to go on the documentaries and the same documentaries that are saying, "Are UFOs real? Could they have been in our past?" They will not touch the spiritually and technologically advanced ones, or the ones here to help us, empower us, to rise to the occasion. They're not going to cover that. And so hopefully she'll have the information now to say, hey, what about this group? And I watched some of the hearings, and she was asking the tough questions. And they don't want to talk about these extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings that can come and go whenever they want. We can't do anything about it. And they're contacting people all over the world and healing and changing lives and things like that. They don't want that out there. They're doing all they can to stop that, which is amazing.
Yeah, I think it is amazing where we're going. So, any kind of final words of encouragement to people? I mean, 2025, we're not even a quarter of the way through, and it's already proven to be a really tough year. So any words of encouragement? What do you think is going to happen as 2025 unfolds?
I think it's so important now not to get caught up in the drama and practice loving detachment and realize the chaos is the healing. That what we're seeing right now is everything being uncovered, everything rising to the surface, and it's going to get chaotic when this stuff comes out and there's kind of a reckoning happening. And when you see that, you're almost like a cheerleader. You go, all right, it's happening. It's all coming up. It's all being exposed. And there'll be like two steps forward, one step back, so don't get caught up in that, and it's like a lot of files didn't get released right off, but they will. Everything will be released eventually, and it's already starting. But anyway, don't get caught up. And a lot of the people that are on the light side, the light warriors, and the people that are really seeking truth and justice and things like that, give them a break. I mean, you have no idea what they're up against. I mean, they're getting their resources, they're going to get the information or keeping it from them and destroying it and everything else. So I mean, they're doing the best they can, but with this new dream team in there, everything's going to be exposed, and it's like the X-Men almost. It's like there's been these X-Men assembled, and a lot of these leaders right now are, you can see they are working with some very high frequencies, very high dimensional beings, and they're getting their guidance from on high to carry this stuff out. So I love that old saying. They said, God, creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it, has given its best for these times. And people are being activated on a soul level and awakened, and they didn't plan on this. The dark arts didn't plan on this. They can't stop it. And so people in all walks of life and all paths of leadership, everything are being activated. And all of a sudden they're looking around, they're going, hey, I didn't sign up for this, and they're doing something. And so there's a bigger picture going on, and we have to realize, that start seeing this bigger picture and don't get caught up on the drama, that's unfolding here, and support the people that are taking a stand, that are revealing, that are, clearing all this nonsense up. We need to get behind them and support them. And I think too, right now, it's so important to realize that we've all been socially engineered, by the news media and by religion and by all these things. We've been socially engineered. And we have to realize that our beliefs and our sources and everything, a lot of them have all been compromised, and we need to go within and get our information there and work through the heart, not through the mind, which has been very socially engineered right now, and start questioning everything. It's like, and if it doesn't align with universal law, which is basically universal peace and brother sisterly love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, if it doesn't align with that, and if you don't align with that and you're doing actions outside of universal law, you're creating karma, and that's going to be accelerated and amplified right now. So the way out of this is to go into service mode, service to others, service to the creator within all creation, and start directing our assets and energies towards that, and we'll get through these times. And basically, it's not optional. Like, resistance is futile. It's what's coming in, no man can stop, or woman, you can't stop this. It's kind of decreed on high, and it is going to have its way.
So where do people go, James, to learn more about your books, your projects, and upcoming events?
Yeah, if you go to the website eseti.org, we have all the footage. We have the Hawaii footage on there. We have it on YouTube and Rumble and Vimeo, and we have eSeti Stargate TV if you want to find out more. Our website is probably the best place if you want to get the books. I've written five books, and a lot of them totally foretold all the things we're going through back 40 years ago in the 80s. I had all this stuff in books, so it's amazing. People are reading the book and they call me up and they go, when'd you write this? And I said, 1980. And they go, you're kidding. And they said, everything is happening, but a lot of it's just information that was given to me on high, and I just put it to paper, and now it's happening. But yeah, eseti.org is the best way to get the books. They're also on, they're in lulu.com, I think. You can get them anywhere. But probably eSeti.org is the best. All the links are there to read about the books. And eSeti Rumble, eSeti Stargate on Rumble is where we do our main podcast, and then it goes out to BBS Radio, and it goes out to all the other stations. But I'd say eSeti.org is the best. ECETI.org is the best way to connect in.
Well, thanks, James, for sharing your insights and wisdom. Much appreciated. And I look forward to talking to you again as 2025 unfolds.
All right, great show. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, take care of your health there. We'll send you some good juju.
Thank you.